Of TWATECH Radio. Today I'm going to deviate from doing anything on clusters and supercomputers, as I haven't really had a lot of time to work on those projects. Instead, I'll be talking about iPod Linux as an alternative to the current OS, or whatever you want to call it, on your current iPod. Now, back in episode 160, Killer Smurf talked about Rockbox as an alternative to the software on whatever your MP3 multimedia device is, as Rockbox has the ability to work on not just iPods as well as other devices. But I'm going to talk about the alternative to the iPod specifically called iPod Linux. Now, iPod Linux, which can be found at iPodLinux.org, is simply, as the title says, Linux for your iPod. Quoting directly from their website, it is currently the project focused on porting the UC Linux kernel to the iPod. Ideally, the kernel will support all the hardware features available on the iPod. The project also includes a GUI replacement dubbed Podzilla, this taken from their website. Now, it is currently supported in one way or another for almost all versions of the iPod, except for the current second generation of the Nano and the Shuffles. Now, if you were to go to their website and go to the project status portion, you will see that they have a pretty nice table outlining the different functionality for each individual iPod. The main reason I got into iPod Linux was because I wanted to have a small handheld device that I could use to record talks, shows, concerts, you know, anything of that sort. To accomplish this, I ended up looking at that table in the project status on their website and buying a third generation iPod from eBay for roughly about $80. It was a little more than I really wanted to pay, but it included the FireWire cable and the FireWire wall plug, providing an external non-computer attached power source. Now, the installation was fairly straightforward, and I'm really not going to get into the installation process because they have their own little install GUI that just kind of walks you through the process. They do have the installer ported to Linux, OS X, and Windows. Now, I personally use the Windows installer because when I wanted to do the install, I was at work and that was the only machine available to me. Now, I'd highly recommend that you go through and read the installation manual located on their site, because during the install process, it actually will repartition part of the internal drive of the iPod. And so, just so you know exactly what's going on, and also, you know, they provide information that if you somehow wreck the install and totally mess up your iPod, you have some sort of a way to return your iPod back to the normal manufacturer standard. Now, once I got the iPod Linux installed, or once I got the Linux installed on my iPod, I had the same MP3 functionality as before, but now also had the ability to record audio through the headphone jack and a plethora of other games and other extras. Unfortunately, the recording function wasn't set up right out of the box. So, poking around their website a little bit, I was able to find that to enable recording, I needed to use a program called LTools, and I had to access the partition and set up symbolic links. So, I had to put a folder in the FAT32 portion of my iPod that was called Recordings with a capital R. And then with LTools, I made a symbolic link called Recordings to point to /mount/recordings, both of those with capital R's as well. And now, recording works just fine for me, and I've actually taken the time to record this TWAT episode using my third generation iPod with Linux installed on it, and a simple microphone that I got from a Skype vendor when they were on my campus. Now, from here, I'll be able to take the iPod, or take the WAV file from the iPod, put it on my laptop, compress it down to a smaller MP3, and send it out to you guys. I also want to make the point that you should read the instructions on how to do a hard reset, and also how to put your iPod into disk mode, because you have to do that each time so that it'll interface with your computer. Now, for any other questions, I definitely would refer you to their website, iPodLinux.org, as they have plenty of information on how to do certain things, as well as a ton of other features, modules, games, etc. That things that you can put on your iPod. You know, if you have a color version of the iPod or fourth generation, I believe that you can install Doom on your iPod. And I will also, and I'll include in the show notes, links to both iPod Linux and also to the LTools website. So for you Windows users who need to access the EXT2 partition of the iPod, you can find all that information there. Well, this has been Miro Vinci with another TWATech Radio. Something